The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
First off, we'll start with this. N-Guy. N-G-A-I. It's not fair to even try to get you guys to try to spell that on your own. You're struggling with it. No apostrophe. It's from a story Brady did. It's about 40 minutes ago. So, N-Guy. Is today's word 97936. Why would you do that? Why would you just type in that word and then send it to the text line? Well, because you can win. If we pick you in a little bit, you can get a $50 gift card from Von Hansen's Meat and Spirits, plus tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco, who's a riot. Love that guy. He's at Arizona Federal Theater August 12th. You can get tickets to that. And then you're in the drawing to be one of the five finalists that will win a family four-pack of tickets. See the Diamondbacks take on the Cubs July 18th, which I believe is Father's Day. And that means you're going to be in the studio just a couple days before that, competing for the grand prize for the Morning Sickness Man Cave Upgrade. 8-foot pool table, ping pong table, dart board. That comes from our friends at Prestige Billiards. Meathead Kevin is going to be right there putting it all together in your house. Modelo Especial, mini fridge. They're going to give you that $150 gift card so you can fill it up. Give you a table and stools to sit by, and Ace Hardware giving you a Traeger smoker. We are upgrading whatever man cave you've got. And no SpongeBob will be shown in this man cave. That is for damn sure. Did you find anything?
Yeah, it's a choppy, like, quick video.
Oh, okay, we got a high-speed chase going on in the city. It just ended. There's a dude in the back of the truck. And they're going down the I-10 somewhere in Pinal County. And this is, oh, wow, that's not too far off. That's Pinal County. But there's some dude laying in the back of this pickup truck, and they're going down the road there.
So it's probably just, like, south of Wild Horse Pass and all that stuff. Yeah. Maybe that's still Pinal, I think, over there. So
they're still searching for him, evidently, because they were floating around and getting chased, and then said they filed the suspect on Interstate 10 from Pinal County to Maricopa around 8 this morning. They caught up with the pursuit near Wild Horse Pass. You're right, Brett. Showed a truck traveling at a high rate of speed with an apparent man in the back of the truck. An apparent man. That's tough as a man. You know what I'd like to be identified if I was on the news and they weren't sure? As a man. Not an apparent man.
They don't want to offend.
It almost looks
person.
Like a mannequin back not, there, though.
Yeah. It's stiff, real funny, but still. Stiff.
It almost looks like a mannequin. It's like it's not moving and the
it's
arms are straight
maybe
up
dead.
In the air.
The arms are straight up.
Or they're holding on to the sides.
Or they're just hanging on for dear life. You're right.
And I don't know.
But I want, if I'm in a high-speed chase, the thing that's worse for me about anything that's happened up to that point is that the news is like this apparent man. Like, wait a minute. No, just say man. I'm identifiable as a male. I don't have any idea what's going on here, though.
I don't know.
A large police presence. You do know. If you're guessing man, just say man.
Could be in the middle of a transition.
Yeah, but who are you? Who are you trying? At that point, you don't want to offend
the guy. Peyton's in the back of the truck or what?
Right, Peyton. An apparent man. But we at the news could be wrong. He might be in the middle of a mental disturbed moment and thinking about getting rid of his dick. So we don't want to jump off any limbs here. He's apparently a man. I don't want to be known as an apparent man. Brady, what are you, parent of, you're apparently a man.
Apparently
I think you're a man. It would be insulting if somebody called you an apparent man. There's a man in the back of the truck. If you find out later it was a woman,
yeah,
that's a big bitch, is what we say after that.
It's a brave woman.
I thought that was, yeah, it's a very brave, large lady. You don't look back there and go, apparently that's a woman.
Ugh.
Laying back there. It's insulting. Apparent man. We got a high-speed chase going on our own there. But they don't know what's going on, so we'll keep it up. Not a very good high-speed chase.
No.
I was getting a lot of information of people saying how much fun the high-speed chase was going to be. Meh. Nothing special there.
Like the one on the Bradio video.
People are saying it's a very informative Brady Report this morning. They're learning a lot about colors and bandanas and things people wear to let you know.
Shrimping.
I don't like that because that's the problem. You look at this list that we showed of, yeah, and shrimping. I didn't know that if I wore a certain color, somebody wants to suck my toes or they think I'm into it. That makes him sicker than all the others. What about, you didn't make that reaction with the, I'm a three-handed fister.
Two. What? It was two.
When did I say that one?
That, you didn't yuck that like you do the toes, though. You make me wonder.
No.
Apparent man.
No.
He's okay with that. He's okay with a punch in the trunks.
You can ball up your fists and do some damage. Chicks like
that. Rocky Marciano over here.
I'm not sucking
it. Don't put a toe on your mouth.
Ugh, that's disgusting. You French kiss your mother with that mouth? So, yeah, the guy says we're learning a lot. Ask Brett what color you need to wear to tell everybody you're down for eighth grade muff. It's not illegal if it's the eighth grade. And you're in the eighth.
We're both the same age.
See, even Brett Ernst agreed with me when you said that, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Roll the tape. That's right. When you're not, when you're in eighth grade, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's always assault. Just let that be known.
Just because you were too much of a puss to do it yourself.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it has everything to do with it.
That is not legal advice.
You weren't grabbing any cans in eighth grade. All right.
No, because I knew it was illegal.
It was not illegal. If you're the same age, it isn't.
No, it's always
no, it's not.
When does that stop?
It's not.
What age does that
stop? Well, when you're an adult and they're not. There you go.
Okay. But you still, hold on. But
what about
say,
if you're both adults?
Yeah, what if you're both 22?
Then that's totally fine.
Okay,
you
so
gotta
you
have
go,
permission.
You can go downstairs and grab some cans, right?
Yeah,
now.
Go ahead.
There's nothing. I don't want to grab any down there.
Well, if there were.
it's the most flawed logic I've ever heard. If you're both in eighth grade, you can grab cans. Nobody's in trouble. That's not true. It's assault all the time.
It ain't illegal.
They never complained.
Yes, they did.
No,
they couldn't
didn't.
Find you.
No, well, that's not my problem, then.
Ironically,
they never
couldn't
found Jimmy Hoffa either.
All right. Always back to that. Ironically, they couldn't finger the assailant.
I did.
Winner chicken dinner. That's disgusting.
Man.
So somewhere around 18, you can still do it. But once you're like 20, it's like, well, now you got to ask permission.
No, it sounds like you're the same age the whole time.
How old are you?
55?
I'm 55. School.
Get yourself some cans.
It's legal. You know, it's not illegal. There's a little blue law. Because we're the same age, I can do this to you. A day different. Anyway, you're a weirdo.
You know you love it.
But yeah, I don't know about that. I don't like that color chart because I might inadvertently have something in my back pocket and be sending a signal to somebody who knows the chart. Who knows that chart?
Well, that's just it. You almost need to bring it with you. Okay.
It's like being a quarterback. I got to have that thing on my wrist to know all the plays. I don't know how this works.
I wonder if sometimes they meet at like Lowe's and Home Depot at the paint thing and like.
Who? The chart guys?
Yeah, if you're meeting up with someone like, what color are you like today?
Well, that's the thing. The color you like is hanging out of the back pocket. So now you got to know the color chart. It's like memorizing the Benjamin Moore wall. I don't know how this
so
works.
So it is back pocket only? You can't have it like in your
I don't
blazer
think it's kerchief.
Yeah.
Because it was left right. Because left means I like it. Right means I do it.
Oh, geez. So.
Oh, that's what I learned from it. Yeah.
That police chase ended.
Yeah?
Yeah. I-17 and Central. Like the suspect could be seen running from the truck. So
I love that stuff.
He might have got away. I don't know.
So why do they do that?
So we need a red shrimp and lefty. Okay. Why do they run from there?
No. Was it an apparent man in the back or was it a man?
I'm trying to get to it. They didn't say.
I love car chases. I watch them all day. And I like when they get them. That's why I miss so much about live PD. My weekend sucks.
This is what comes up. Zoo mom comes up when
what's
I
she
when
doing
I'm
there.
I don't know. I'm on that story and
calm down.
What is that?
Oh, an ostrich. They maybe broke an ostrich.
That's not what that looks like. Looks like the cameraman got excited for
doing
Christie's.
Some egging in my time. I'm not sure what I'm.
Nobody's
about to
incriminating you though, Renee.
It's like a really
you did it right
bad.
In front of Christie.
No,
too.
But look at this.
Yeah, that those ostrich eggs are something.
And is she on Channel 10 all the time now?
I think so.
Yeah.
She's got an exclusive now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a known thing, or is that quiet?
No, I think she goes out with, people know she goes out with Troy Hayden.
Yeah, she's Troy Hayden's gal. And that's Troy Hayden's ostrich egg remnants next to her. He's claiming his. He's throwing a little. Throwing a little Hayden around.
It's like Googs.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Clarifying.
Keep that here. You can DNA test that. That's mine. This belongs to Troy. Now, Troy got your zoo girl, Brady. You were close.
Accidents will happen.
You're going to kill Troy Hayden?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
that's my boy over there.
Oh, my God. He's
that's
trained
my boy.
Well. Anyway, watch the colors you wear today.
I like Troy.
Even gray. Hey, he's a nice guy. Gray and white and all that other stuff. Evidently, that was for fisting and stuff. Well, I did like the gray one because it just means I own a suit. So I think I could wear that. But if you're going to put stuff in your back pocket, be careful. You could be sending a message. Toledo will put the list up on Facebook later today. You'll be blown away. Literally. Maybe actually blown away by somebody if you have the wrong color in your back pocket. N-Guy. That's the word we're looking for. N-G-A-I. That's today's deal. It's a name, evidently, of an N-Guy. And he was stabbing people at the Goofy Golf. But he is our word today. 97936 N guy. Good luck. You're all winners. How in the world, Brett? You saw this. We're looking at that car chase that happened on the I-10. I'm looking at the picture. This is a two-door, not a king cab, Chevy pickup.
Yeah.
Basic Chevy pickup. Police are looking for the six suspects that got out of this clown car. One was in the back. Five dudes crammed into the front of that pickup truck.
And that must have been the tail end that we're seeing the apparent man in the back. Then apparently three or four other tumbled apparently out of there.
Yeah. However, they popped out.
Must have been dropping them like depth charges.
It was like a Chevy Pinata. The second the door opened, just stuff fell out of it. Very impressive. And I got to say, the ingenuity of the people that were in the car, I imagine, were amazing. Why is this music playing?
No idea.
Well, I assume that we all know. Six people? That means five people were in the front seat and knew to scatter. And then the dude in the back, he gets out, and then all the cops are just sitting there going, oh, my God, there's billions of them, and they come pouring out of that thing. Very impressive. I'm not that comfortable touching people. I could never be a...
No.
I don't think I could ever be Mexican. They're way too close to each other. You guys have to spread out. Arm's length, for God's sakes. Haven't you heard of COVID? Six people climbing out of that little truck. Anyway, they're still looking for him. So if you see a tiny man running around your neighborhood and he looks sweaty and he's not, and he has no lawn equipment, he's one of them. If he's not carrying a leaf blower or a weed eater or something and he's just wandering around your neighborhood out there on I-17 and where was it, 17th Avenue?
Yeah, 7th Ave.
Yeah, just
of course.
Just be very careful.
South 7th Ave.
Yeah, if he's not holding equipment, he's on the loose and he's running. So the cops are looking for six guys, and I know that's
maybe
tough.
there were only two that got into the truck. The other four didn't even make the trip.
What do you mean?
They had six suspects.
Yeah,
they might not have all been in the truck at the time during the chase.
They all piled out of the truck, Brady. That's how they know there's six.
Oh.
Where would the other four come from?
I wasn't seeing them in that truck.
Nobody's seeing six people in that truck. That's what makes those people so amazing. That's incredible. You've seen that video of that truck that overturned.
Underneath, who came from underneath.
You ever
underneath?
Seen the one where the van overturns and the back doors open up and like 25 people get out?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Very amazed. We do have to talk about this a little bit because he is kind of tied to us in a weird way, musically at least. Kid Rock's situation. What was the bar called? The Loose Lips or something? Blue Lips or something?
Fish Lips.
Fish Lips. That's it. Fish Lips
with
Bar.
Because
why wouldn't it have been?
Yeah. Because why not?
Yeah.
And Kid Rock was mad about people using their cell phones during his set at the Blue Lips. Or what?
Fish Lips.
Fish Lips. So he's got his thing up there, and he starts kind of riffing about...
It's a resort and grill.
Oh, well, Fish Lips Resort. I've heard wonderful things about that five-star
Tennessee.
Gym. Oh, Tennessee, nothing better than the old stay at the five-star Fish Lips Resort and Spa. Mm-mm. Nothing says comfort quite like Fish Lips. Anyway, so he's on stage and he's mad about the phones and he's like, you can take your phones. And he starts kind of like rap riffing a song about phone sucking. And then he calls the entire crowd the homo F word.
F your phones, F your iPhone. Yeah. And then he proceeded to say people recording him are meatballs. You know, English meatballs.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Yeah. Or homo F words.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he throws that bundle of sticks word out that nobody's allowed to say anymore. And is anyone mad? Is he getting canceled or is it just a thing where Kid Rock said the homo F word?
I think with him, it's almost expected.
It's the Charlie Sheen thing. Yeah. Yeah, Charlie Sheen gave you an STD. You're like, you slept with Charlie Sheen. Yeah. You go to a Kid Rock show, 90% chance you're going to hear the homo F word.
It says in Tennessee that is allowed.
Oh, it's still okay there?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not woke yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kid Rock gets in no trouble for this. Or does he? I mean, does he lose his residency at the Fish Lips Resort?
They encourage it at the Fish Lips Resort.
We hear the Fish Lips like it when our celebrities start screaming out stuff like that.
Your thought was it's probably just going to pass over
because it's Kid Rock. Somebody on the line who was there. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Bar with the bar, to dang, dang, diggy, 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 said the monkey. Oh, man, was that a show last night. Tom Brennan live from the Fish Lips Resort. Got nothing else to do. Puerto Rican baseball's on hold. I was at the Kid Rock show last night. Let me tell you something. This guy, Rock, he should be called Man Rock. This is an unbelievable show. Brady.
Yeah.
My friend from college used to say the homo F word with me pretty much every day. Do you like the Kid Rock?
Yeah.
I love him, Brady. Yeah. Man, did he put those in their place. That's a deep one from Castellanos. That's going Reds up 4-2. I'll tell you right now, if I could go to a show and hear Cher say, I would pay double the ticket price just for that. I love that word.
How is your room at the resort?
Pretty good, except for I will say this. The guy bringing my bags up stuck around a little too long. Even after I tipped him, he stayed there. And I'm like, look, I'm not a... You're not going to sleep here tonight. I don't mind that word, and I like going to shows with it. Kid Rock's tour featuring Tom Brennan coming to a town near you. Boys, 5 stars. Head to the Fish Lips today.
Thanks, Tom. Wow, Tom Brennan was there last night. He loved the Kid Rock show. What are you going to do? I don't think you're in trouble for this, Kid Rock. I think it's pretty okay.
It's pretty
when you're Kid
funny,
Rock,
too.
You're Kid Rock.
And you see the video. All the guys just standing behind.
Well, the best part of the video is the dude.
It might be the owner of the Fish Lips.
Whoever's filming, it's like, yeah. Every time he says, I hate phones. And I've had to change my opinion on the cell phone at the concert, too, because I hate them. Yeah. And then I saw Highly Suspect. And the lead singer, Highly Suspect's a youngin'. And he got mad at people for filming the show, which used to be really illegal. And I don't know what happened. Like, if you took a tape recorder into an old concert, remember the What's Happening episode where Rerun brought the tape and he taped the Doobie Brothers and Which Doobie Might You Be? And it was a hilarious moment. And then his tape recorder fell out of his shirt and they're like, you're taping our show? And they went to commercials. Like, it's terrible what he's doing. Now people are just constantly doing it and putting it on social media and stuff. And I remember Johnny from Highly Suspect, I think that's his name, kicking people's phones out of their hands from the stage. And he's like, you watch the show. Don't watch your phone. And I started thinking to myself, we're no longer in that era.
I think they just gave up on it.
Yeah, I think you
because
have
there's
to.
Everybody has a phone with a
there's
camera,
no stopping
video.
It. Yeah. It's good promotion at this point.
And it always sucks, though, because the sound is always terrible. You can't hear anything. It's usually. I'm like, what the hell?
I've never
Not one
seen
of your
it.
Favorite bands, but the Dead was the first to allow people to.
Good.
Record, and all these guys have these professional things.
Oh,
you look
really?
In the main field, and there's tons of recording equipment out there.
But I'm kind of over that thing, and Kid Rock got mad and started getting mad about the phones and taping and stuff, and it might be annoying when you're on stage to have people doing it, but he got mad, and then he called everybody the homo F word. But again, I think it kind of falls into line with, like, yeah, you get an STD from Charlie Sheen, Mike Tyson's not the most comfortable man to hang out with, he might throw something at you. I think there's just certain people you're like, yeah, Kid Rock says that. But my point being, Tom Brennan lost his job for the same word. Can't work anymore. You know what I mean?
And on something that, he wasn't putting out there intentionally.
No, he was trying to hide it, which made it worse.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to say it with pride.
Well, whatever
it is
the
pride
discussion.
Month, so throw it out
True.
There.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, but we're very picky choosy with that kind of stuff. But Kid Rock saying it, I think it's all right. I think people expect it. So that's the key to you kids out there. Start being crude and awful now, and people will eventually just go, well, that's just what he does. Hey, I made a career out of it. It's fantastic. So Kid Rock, you weren't going anywhere soon anyway, right? I don't think his fans.
Does this jumpstart his tour?
Yeah, because I think his fans are like, finally, somebody's saying
what
we're thinking. Because I'm thinking... constant.
That's exactly what I said. Somebody finally saying who means it, stands behind it. Well, I mean, you don't want to stand behind. That's terrible. But yeah, saying what we think, us people who think the word all the time. All right.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me that some guys can lose their job and other guys, that's just Kid Rock. But if the word's offensive, it's offensive. If it's not, it's not. We have to make up our minds. And I know it's context, but it's the exact same thing.
True.
He's just trying to insult some folks. It's mean, but it is funny that that's kind of a thing that it's okay for him to say. But he couldn't get that N-bomb out. Boy, if he threw that out there, Kid Rock would be in big trouble. Except for that Morgan, what's his name, the country guy that did it when he was drunk, won 3 country music awards. And he wasn't allowed to go to the show because they've banned him from everything. And now his concerts are selling like crazy.
The NASCAR gaming thing.
Who was yeah. That? Nobody even remembers who said that. Except for NASCAR fans, and they don't care. Did he say that homo F word or the
N-word?
He said the N-word.
Yeah.
You're going to remember that. We got hot releases coming up in a moment, and if Kid Rock's one of them, we won't play it. That's our stance. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.